Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Ready your engine.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and
attacking one of the mill morning shows
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Katie Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
Drive. I am not driving no minivan.
I'm good on it.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Well, based on our off-air conversation, that kind of leads into what I was going to bring up anyways, which is Jay... As we all know, Jay Johnson, our producer, our moral compass, and the man really in charge, that's a superhuman. Because I was looking at some notes he sent over. Jay consistently sends notes over for the next morning at like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing when you think about the fact that then you turn around. I mean, Jay, is it like you, Jay goes to sleep. And then, like, you blink, and then the alarm goes off, I'm assuming. Like, the alarm has gone off on you a few times where you've probably been like, oh, no, I just closed my eyes.
Yeah, pretty true. I've the sad part is I haven't mastered taking a nap yet.
Unlike Katie.
No, I can't. Once I'm up, I'm up. And because I have a five-year-old daughter, she's always moving around. But, you know, summer vacation, so she's went out of state with my grandmother. So I've gotten in a couple naps. So now it's one of those things where my pattern is off, where I'll take a nap, and then I'll get up 10, 11 o'clock, and I'm doing something. But I'm a night person. So, you know, I sleep with the fishes, and I'm up with the vampires.
She doesn't understand sleep with the fishes yet, but she...
I've heard it before. I know it's from The Godfather. I get it.
But she will, because
yeah,
we are
right.
Absolutely happy to announce, sometimes when we say dumb stuff on the air, it transforms into stupid stuff in real life.
It ends up being something.
Yes. So we are, and thanks so much to our lovely and talented promotions and sales staff for... taking the Olympic torch on this one and not shooting a jaguar and actually executing stuff, no pun intended. They have, we have a long-standing relationship with the good people over at Studio Movie Grill. And if you're not familiar with them, that's where you can watch a movie and eat and drink.
It's
tough to beat that, really.
You can do that at any movie theater. Let me be specific. You can eat and drink.
No, but this is like full
meals.
Yes,
they sanction it here, though.
This is like a full restaurant menu.
Yes.
I've been there multiple times. It's so much fun because, you know, you think about dinner in a movie. I don't know, especially doing this job now, I don't have time for dinner in a movie during the week. Like, it has to happen at the same time for me to be able to get it in.
You haven't had time for dinner in a movie since 1970, whatever, when The Godfather came out.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cold-blooded. Oh.
Hey.
So here's the deal.
Hold on. Let's do that again because your thing wasn't up. I just said something about Katie, and I can't remember what it was.
Know.
So zing! Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
How good that
Katie.
Was.
Yeah, it was so good.
I didn't repeat it. That was nice, wasn't it?
So
it doesn't matter. You can repeat it.
I don't remember what it was.
You were talking about she hasn't had time for dinner and movies since the 70s.
Yeah, because the Godfather.
Because of the Godfather. She hasn't seen it yet. So here's what we are going to do. In partnership with Studio Movie Grill, we will be starting our own series called The Education of Katie Christensen. As it became apparent not that long ago that because Katie was raised in the forest, she has not seen...
She's like Nell.
Yeah,
she's...
I mean, there's one scene in there I wish she was like, yeah, absolutely. And
I've seen Nell, by the way.
You?
Yeah.
So you've seen Nell, but not The Godfather.
It's like you hit it with a hammer, right? I did see that movie though a long time ago.
She never saw The Godfather or a list.
I've not seen a lot of
movies. So yeah. We're going to make a list. Here's how this thing's going to work. We will be watching The Godfather 1. So, of course, the next movie is going to be The Godfather 2. So there's your first two movies right there.
And the third one doesn't matter, right?
Here's the problem. It's like if somebody dated Giselle and they got married and divorced, and then you moved on and you dated, Elle McPherson. I mean, that's my old school one. Okay. And then you got divorced. And then your third wife was like
Uma Thurman?
Yeah, an attractive person.
Oh,
I believe The Godfather 3 is a good movie, but in comparison to Godfather 1 and 2, it's horrific. It's just not,
right.
It doesn't stand up with the other two movies, so it kind of gets crapped on unnecessarily because you went from all-time great movie to, it was okay.
It's like going from, like, caviar to, like, loser bastard cousin of caviar.
Like the salmon eggs you fish with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Loser bastard cousin.
So I believe it is, if I have it right, because we're going to do it on a Monday. July 11th. You know, we can't do it on the 4th. That's because it's, you know, the 4th of July.
Because that's America.
Thank you. Next Monday was way too soon to put all this together. The 11th will be in Las Vegas for Summer League. So July 18th, and I believe the time, we'll have all these details out for you kids, so don't write this down. You'll know plenty about it, but it looks like July 18th around 6 o'clock p.m. we will debut The Education of Katie Christensen, where we will be showing The Godfather at Studio Movie Grill. Now for us, it is an ongoing series because it'll be Godfather 1, then in a few weeks it'll be Godfather 2, and then what we're going to start doing, which is really fun, is we're going to compile a list of all the movies that Katie never saw because she was raised in the forest, and we will put them online, and then you get to vote for them.
Yes.
And then the one that you vote for, boom, 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 and that'll carry us all the way into King season and football and stuff in October. Now, it's a commitment, granted, because we're starting this at 6 o'clock on a Monday, so just so the two of you, I'm sure, are aware, but make sure you're aware. Godfather, I believe, is a three-hour movie. So we'll be pulling our best Jay Johnson imitations Tuesday morning with 10 minutes of sleep that night. But damn it, it's important. It's really important.
It is. I understand. It's time. It's time.
It is time.
Yeah.
Read the book.
Is that me?
Oh, I thought that was really good. I was like, nice. It's time. You did the classroom bell.
Yeah. No. Apparently something on my computer. I didn't even touch it. It's apparently something.
I'm not asking this in the snarky way that I normally do, but have you ever read the book or like either of them?
The Mario Puzo books?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read them, and there's actually, I think there's a fourth book. Remember reading something else by Mario on the whole side.
I can't remember what they're all called, but they're pretty good.
This is sacrilege, but it is one of the few instances, along with, I believe, Lord of the Rings, which is really sacrilege, where I believe the movies are better than the books.
You think that with Lord of the Rings?
I do, and I'll tell you why.
Because the Godfather ones, like the Sicilian stuff, they're kind of sprawling. I get that.
That is the exact reason why.
The Lord of the Rings movies to me are just as sprawling.
They are. Well, almost.
They could have ended Return of the King like an hour.
They had five false endings. I fooled my wife once. By the way, it's draft day, and we'll get to it. Everyone relax. I fooled my wife at one point when Frodo and Sam were stranded in the lava on the rock, and then it fades out for like 4 seconds.
Like,
so my wife, the first time she saw it, like they fade out to black, and I hit pause kind of quietly. I was like, so what'd you think? She's like, that's it? And I was like, well, yeah, they die on the rock, and they, you know, they sacrifice themselves. And we actually walked out of the room.
No one said it was a good story.
Right? I got her to walk away, and, like, we're sitting there, and we were in the kitchen getting something to drink. And she's like, those are the most depressing movies I've ever seen. I let it go for, like, 10 minutes. And then finally,
I really did. You mess with her so bad.
I do. She's like my own personal little candid camera. And then, then finally I was like, okay, there's more movie. But my point is, J.R.R. Tolkien was just completely high on cocaine.
Oh, totally.
And he wrote these books. And when you read the books, the unabridged books, there's appendices and there's like pages of songs. He basically wrote the equivalent of a Bible.
The Silmarillion. It's nuts.
It really is. There are songs throughout, long-ass songs throughout the books. And I think the only time in the movies you see anyone singing a song is Aragorn in the third one where he's when he gets crowned. But the movies, had they followed the books directly, would have been 7 hours each.
That's true.
They really would have. Now, I mean, I'm not joking. They really would have been 6 or 7 hours each. So I thought the movies and Peter Jackson did a great job at putting out what
still
needed to be put out there.
Consolidating it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, point being, so The Godfather will start with Katie. That is going to be July 18th. We'll get you all the details. It'll be online. We'll give you a chance to come out there. There'll be discounts on something foodie or drinky-wise. You know, we'll have a deal for you there. It's not all completely hashed out other than the date.
And, I am demanding drink deals.
Fact that,
and that's the thing, is they came to me and they asked me to pick, like, a menu item that I like there so that they'll do like a special on it. They'll discount it.
Pabst Blue
and my
Ribbon.
First thing I said was their pitcher of margaritas.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that's we'll true. Do that. And I was like, but other than that, such and such burger.
Yes, feel free to drink on a Monday night. So there's that. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. It is a very, very, very busy show. It is draft day today. That's not the thing. That's the Peanuts theme. It is draft day. Today, Peanut Scene probably could have worked. So by the end of the day, we will, one way or the other, have at least one new Sacramento King. And we'll get into that. At least one, I say. Mm-hmm. At least one.
Did you guys do your little mock draft? Are we talking about this?
You know, I don't do mock drafts, Katie. What I do is called a rock draft because I kick so much ass. Not that.
Okay. Mansplaining, everybody.
Okay.
She mansplained it to her.
You just did to me what Shaq tried to do to Steph Curry yesterday, and it failed really badly for him. So
I got laughs.
So
what did he Shaq explain?
Stick it.
No. You saw it.
The t-shirt?
The t-shirt. We'll talk about that.
I'm still not. There's a picture. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that. There was a big trade in the NBA. So we got the big NBA trade. All right. We've got Shaquille O'Neal's t-shirt. We've got a NASCAR driver coming in, as a matter of fact.
Have some fun with that.
A local NASCAR driver, Dylan Lupton, is going to come in at 7:30. He'll be in studio. So it's literally the first time we've talked NASCAR on this show, other than, hey, we don't really talk NASCAR. So at 7:30, Dylan's going to come in. He's a local cat, and we're rooting for him. We'll have some fun with him. A guy got sent off in a sports ball match for maybe the most ridiculous reason I've ever seen for getting an ejection, and boy, is this going to be a fun segment. A fan ran on the field. We were going to talk about this yesterday, but then Katie distracted us all with something, so we didn't get to it.
My fault.
Yeah, it was your fault, but we'll get to that today. Ben Affleck and Charles Barkley get loose on Bill Simmons' new show. It really is a packed Thursday. I had to check there real quick. And honestly, your participation at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You know what? You're damn right, Jay, as today is breaking moves. It is a cow Thursday. We shall return momentarily. So put on your seatbelt, sit back, cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, and enjoy the drive on Sports 1140 KHDK. Baby, well, thanks, Nate.
Napes?
Talked to Grant yesterday on the phone for like the first time in a freaking week and a half.
How's
man,
he's
a lot better. He was really, honestly, we didn't get in details. I wouldn't say even if we did. Honestly, he was really sick, and he was really sick, man. So good to have him back.
You just shorten it down to grapes. Like
from
Grant Napier, and you call him Napes.
Just go grapes
or grapier.
That's interesting.
Grapier, I like it.
I mean, I'm just surprised it's never happened. I'm not saying it's
probably
great.
Probably has happened on the text line or something.
You didn't think of it.
Yeah, it's a good point right there.
Katie. I didn't mean to take it away from you, Nate.
Thanks.
No, you know what? Okay. That is 100% original.
Thank you.
It probably is.
Thank you.
Ask him tonight.
Not everybody has a mind like you.
We can ask him tonight. He'll be out at Firestone along
You'll
with us.
You'll have to ask him, because I have a feeling I know what his response would be if I asked him.
What? Now I'm curious. What do you think his
it
response would
probably
be?
Probably be about like this.
What's wrong with you? Oh, he wouldn't. You think he'd just give you the Heisman?
I think he'd probably just look at me.
Wow.
No.
Wow. 16th Street, downtown Sacramento, Firestone Public House. We'll be down there until whenever. Grant will be broadcasting live down there. So come on down and enjoy libations and fun. And the thought that the Sacramento Kings are undefeated. as they are on a cow Thursday. I want to reset before our cow. You keep saying the thought thing. You brought this up the other day, right?
Yeah.
Is that something we can talk about on the air? Because I still don't know what that is.
I don't know, like, the age. I guess I don't know where we are on that, but
I just literally don't know what it is.
It's spelled THOT.
And I see that on Twitter, and I don't know what it is.
I'm putting
him on the spot. That's my fault there. I honestly am saying if it's dirty, we don't have to talk about it, but I legitimately don't.
I mean, it is kind of dirty, like H referring to a woman, right? Over there.
Oh.
THOT.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As in a garden tool?
Yes, exactly.
The garden tool over there.
I got you. So, okay. I got you.
I'm surprised you
that,
guys
that
had...
That hand clipper's over there.
You know, yes. I remember talking about this, and this is...
I love it.
It just...
Thought.
Yeah, I forgot about it even after the conversation. So, and we were talking about it now for the second time. I'll forget about it in about 5 minutes.
Not when I tell you you've been acting like a thought. I wouldn't do that, though.
You're scared.
Not a thought.
Today is a National Hydration Day, everybody, as we
does
get this out of the way.
Does caffeine count? Coffee?
I don't believe it does.
No.
I don't believe it does. National Hydration Day. The games get intense under the hot summer sun. Today, National Hydration Day reminds us to replace fluids lost in the heat of battle.
Okay.
So there's that. So make sure you drink your water.
Put your fluids right back in where they came.
You know what? You're absolutely right. So National Hydration Day, that's not the most exciting thing in the world. Jay, you said, you've told me something. I'm not buying it, by the way. Well, it's also National Pecan Sandies Day. My dad loves those cookies. I think they're stupid. And Pecan Sandies is stupid.
I agree.
It's a dumb cookie. It's basically flour with a pecan in it, with very little flavor at all. And it's also National Pink Day.
What?
National Pink Day.
Pink.
Oh, I said pink.
Yo.
I don't know. Are you wearing pink?
I'm wearing
pink. Kind of pink.
He's wearing pink.
Now, I'm not sure if that...
Plaid is rad.
I'm not sure if that refers to... Okay, it does refer to the color, not the singer. But it is National Pink Day. And there's some common pink terms, apparently.
It probably refers to all nouns, right?
Colors, etc. In the pink means to be in top form, to see pink elephants.
Okay, that is not what it means.
Wrong.
Well, okay, I get it.
That's not what it means.
It says to be in top form, in good health, and in good condition is in the pink.
Okay, then because top form, right? Like discussing form, that's a soccer thing, kind of, right? That's a discussion.
Yes.
In soccer, he's in good form, bad form, whatever. I'm expecting you during the next Republic match.
Yes.
Say he's in the pink. And I want you to follow it by sniffing out little children and snatching them up.
Yeah, that's out of context. To see pink elephants, Nate, you've been there, to hallucinate from alcoholism.
From alcoholism?
From alcoholism.
Well, that's what
it
says.
I feel like it could be something else you're hallucinating.
To hallucinate from anything, exactly. Pink slip, we're familiar. We all know what that is. I remember that not too long ago. Pink collar worker. Katie, you know what a pink slip is, right? You did the, like,
no,
double
I
take.
Don't.
Pink slip when you get fired? You handed your pink slip.
Oh, you get the pink slip. I thought pink slip like your car.
Or for your car, yeah.
But I also thought something else.
Yeah. And
that's because
get the
my
pink
mind
slip
is
you get fired, right? Am I wrong
perverted
about that?
Well, I think it's both.
Yeah.
Race for pinks, yeah.
Pink collar worker? That's persons working in jobs conventionally regarded as, quote, women's work.
That's probably why you don't hear that one
very
much.
Yeah, I guess not.
What is that, like a housekeeper? A nanny?
A nurse?
School marm?
A nurse?
School marm.
A librarian?
An au pair?
An au pair.
Pink money, the pink a pound or pink dollar here domestically is an economic term which refers to the spending power of the LGBT community. I never heard that one either.
The
pink money and, of course, tickled pink. Nate, Jay, you told me about yesterday... I missed one, but it's not on my list, so I think this is a Twitter holiday.
No, this actually isn't a Twitter holiday. I've done a little investigation.
Really?
A little private eye action. And it is actually a national day to go along with Minnie in June.
Oh, come on.
This is actually my favorite. No Panty Day.
Wow.
No Panties Day.
You mean Chrissy
was
Teigen
yesterday.
Day.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen Day, yeah.
Hey. Exactly. Not to be confused with National Underwear Day.
Played along and didn't
no
even
panty
know it.
Day.
I did too. That's crazy.
What do you know?
Got a boy.
Well, you tell me two of the three people on this program yesterday were commandoing.
You want to smell my chair?
I don't.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Oh my goodness.
What about that?
Just. Oh, it's I quieted down for the. Turn me up, Jay.
Oh, my goodness.
I need it.
during the break, Dave will be smelling Nate's chair.
Is it this or is it?
We'll be back. It'll just be Nate and I.
All right, it is draft day. Let's get into the show for reals, yo. Big trade yesterday. We'll lead off with that, and then there was, and then throughout the day, we will be drafting. So lots of that. Plus some other stories as well. The big trade next. It's Drive Sports 1140 KHDK.
When do other teams get to start sniffing around?
Oh, come on!
I'm fired up.
I started the three-year run to fixing the absolute prison riot that's going on in my mouth with my teeth and my jaw.
Prison riot.
So the first thing that I have to do for 6 months, that I spent the last month having this mouth guard made. So that I'm supposed to wear, that is supposed to set my jaw before I have.
For 8 months, right?
Six to eight months, depending on the progress. The more I wear it, the longer I'll progress, the quicker I'll progress before I get braces, followed by jaw surgery, followed by whatever the hell else they do. It's like a 2.5 year process I'm embarking on. So they give me this thing yesterday, and they say, and I tell them, listen, I'm on radio, and I already have a horrific-sounding radio. I have this weird lispy, and it's because I'm so jacked up in the mouth, and my palate's thin, and all this stuff I won't get into. So I said, I already sound horrible on the air.
Oh,
I can't.
So nice.
I have lisps, and come on, I sound like I have things, marbles
you
in my
do
mouth.
You do the most with what you've got.
That's very true, there too. But it's still, bottom line is, not the clearest radio voice at times. So they said, hey, you'll get used to it. You put it in maybe a day or two, right? So they want me to wear this while I'm on the air. So I'm going to. Oh, wait, it's backwards. I think. Hold on here. Oh, there we go. Okay. So. I'm supposed to.
is that thing in all the way? Uh-huh. Like, that's how it's.
No, it's all the way in.
Okay.
So, and Katie says that she couldn't that I didn't.
Yesterday, he called me right after he got it.
And what did you say during the break?
I'm expecting you
I
to
said,
start
you know
drooling.
What, Dave? It wasn't that bad.
No, you
I
said
didn't realize
you didn't notice.
It. I didn't notice it when you first called
said,
until you pointed it out.
And I said, I sound like a drunk Bugs Bunny. And
you
got to
stop because that's going to trigger my gag reflex just hearing that thing.
So now some texter's going to say I sound the same. But no. So they want me to wear this for the next 6 to 8 months on the air.
But, Dave, you'll get used to it, right?
I don't care.
Nope.
I can't say S's. I can't wear this.
Oh, my gosh. Jay left the building. He can't even take it.
I'm just saying. My.
Which is your favorite curry, brother?
That'd be. I like Seth.
Seth.
I hate Seth. Yeah. So the bottom line is, I will be. Thank you for pointing out my handicap.
Punch upwards. That's what I always say.
Wow, it's like in there too.
Yeah, it's like.
That has to feel good.
Hey, you'll adjust to it. It'll be worth it. It's a 2 year process.
You know what? You could probably do really well with that because I was listening to this last night.
Yeah.
Jim Brewer talk about the origin of the goat boy.
Yes.
And his goat sound, and it's like he was talking about how you kind of have to like. I can't even do it, but like he's like swell your tongue up so that you're almost doing your gag reflex, and you're just like.
If I want to, do
that, a goat
weird
sound.
But that's what that's
close.
What he was doing, and he was like getting the whole crowd to do it. And I'm thinking that little mouth guard probably would just be perfect to.
Yeah,
if you want to do a goat sound?
If I want to do the show as a goat.
Hey, you know what? We'll do it on Tuesdays.
You know, Goat Tuesdays?
Goat Tuesday.
Oh, my dear Lord, how quickly we would list the lose the few listeners we have left when I'm sitting here doing the leading off the show.
At least I don't have to do mine anymore.
So just rest assured that what you're hearing out of my mouth is jacked up as it is. It could be far, far worse if my doctors from the 916, thanks. Do sounds good, Dave. Thank you. Thanks for that. The as Nate said, not Jay, during it's easy to mix you guys up, during the update, there was a rather large trade. You know, folks, it was not that long ago that there was a legitimate debate over who was better, Derrick Rose or LeBron James.
Yeah.
There really was a legitimate debate.
That 5-year period where LeBron won 4 of the MVPs, the other winner was
Derrick Rose. And there are some, myself included, that would claim, even though I believe the Bulls had the best record that year, he's the best player on that team. We talked about this many times, and Jordan had the same thing when Malone won it. It's just sometimes the voters go, oh, look, someone else is having a great year. Right. We give it to LeBron every year. Like, it's like when you put your kid's picture up on the fridge, to admire it. LeBron could have had the MVP every single year. But there was a legit debate about that. Mm-hmm. And Derrick Rose, hometown kid, good looking, model, does model shoots and stuff like that. Phenomenal player. And somebody
not particularly outspoken. I mean, he's kind of a chill dude, so he's not gonna rile a lot of people up.
Derrick Rose?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's not saying he's not gonna ever get in trouble. Yeah. But yeah. And somebody brought this up yesterday. I actually thought it was a rather decent comparison. They said, unfortunately, so far, Derrick Rose's career is very similar to Ralph Sampson's career. And I thought, God, you know what? That's kind of true. You have this amazing, amazing player out of college that takes the league by storm. Mm-hmm. And then in Ralph's case, his legs just couldn't hold up. And same thing with Derrick Rose. And it's just, it's kind of sad. I root for the kid. Mm-hmm. I hate it when injury, takes a career and puts it in the toilet. Like, and let's be honest, Derrick Rose played, I think, 66 games last year? He played the most games he's played in a long time.
He has played, I just saw this graphic, mm-hmm. Since he hurt his knee or came back from his injury, he's played in something like 39% of the Bulls' possible games.
Yeah. My goodness.
Which is one of those things where you can't fault Chicago for making this deal, because I don't know. I think the Derrick Rose project has kind of ended. I feel like they even probably stretched it on longer than they should have. But is it because he was a local guy?
I think part of that, and also
he wasn't trash last year. He's just not a league MVP anymore.
I think the thing is, this is what happens with guys when you see their decline. And he's way too young to see a decline in a player. But his decline is 100% due to injuries, because what made him special as a player and phenomenal was robbed of him with his knee injuries, because he had one, I believe it was a microfracture surgery first. And I remember the whole conversation when it happened. It's like, oh my gosh, because Amari Stoudemire had microfracture surgery and he just wasn't the same after. And both of those two, their games, what made them kind of spectacular was they were a phenomenal athletic, their gift that they had. They were so athletic, so explosive. Then the microfracture surgery, which is no joke. Then after that, the ACL injury, his knees have they called it quits a few years ago. Sorry, we're done with you.
42%, almost 43% to be fair, from the field, 29% from three.
But he was never a great three-point shooter anyway. I mean, his gift was getting to the basket.
Just under 5 assists. 16.4 points per game last year. So he did play in 66 games.
We've been robbed, that's all. This guy was better. At one point, he was better than Russell Westbrook, right?
Yeah, I mean,
when he won the MVP and they at the same time, he was better than Russell Westbrook. And now Russ has continued to go on and play. He won the league MVP.
He did, but I don't know. Nate, you're a numbers guy too.
I'm not saying he was better than Westbrook is right now.
No,
I'm
at saying that time.
When they came into the league, Derrick Rose was the superior
100%,
player.
100% agree.
And now it's just
100% agree.
I mean, so I guess my point is, what could this guy have become with what we've seen Russell Westbrook do?
I know.
Derrick Rose was more explosive. And that's insane.
Yeah.
The interesting part to me is, because he is a local guy, he's a Chicago guy, I kind of feel like he got a lot more leeway with some of the things that happened. Like, there was the reports that, he was healthy to play and killing people in practice, but he didn't want to play. And this is in the playoffs when they need him.
A ridiculous number.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That was you. Oh, Dr. Yeah, Pepper. Pepper. Okay. And then, with his comments about, I want to be able to play with my kids and walk at college grad, all of these things, mm-hmm. he's going from Chicago, where he probably got a little bit of a break on all of those things, to New York.
Yeah.
Where that is the most brutal media market to be in, to coach in, to play in. Brutal. So how is that going
to
play out?
And he's got a little bit of an off-field issue to deal with as well in this civil suit stemming back to an alleged sexual assault committed a while back. So he's got that to deal with as well. Derrick Rose is 27 years old.
That's crazy.
He's 27 years old. That is right smack dab in the middle of your prime.
Yeah, he's just a, he's a babe.
We'll take a break. Well, I mean, I said he was a former model. Oh, he is a babe. We'll take a break when we get back. As we mentioned earlier, not the only trade in the works. This trade will make you ask, well, we'll tell you how this trade didn't tie to your Sacramento Kings, and maybe it should have. We'll talk about the other big move made yesterday and next. Three teams involved. It's Drive Sports 1140 KHDK. It's draft day. Draft day. I love draft day. It's always a new beginning. Always a new beginning. Always undefeated. Whoever they draft is going to be an all-star. Right?
All about potential. Potential is promise.
It's because we look forward and not back.
That's right, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Forward.
Yesterday, another trade happened as... you know, these ads are pissing me off. They're popping up on my computer. They really are. Hey, pop-ups, get out of here. Thank you. By the way, mobile advertising passed up desktop advertising this year for the first time. Just letting you know.
Wait, what?
Mobile, phone advertising. Pop-ups and stuff, or whatever, on the phone.
I play a number of games on my phone, and it's like all like little ads pop up all the time.
Yeah. Past desktop, regular computer advertising. First time this year. There's a thought. You learn something every day. Pacers traded... George Hill to Utah and got Jeff Teague. Atlanta got the number 12 overall pick in the draft. So here's how I look at that. That's why this trade is interesting to me. So the number 12 pick, let's just assume, could have gotten you Jeff Teague or George Hill. So I found myself thinking, because everything is seven shades of, or seven degrees of separation or whatever from the Kings. I don't know. You've traded the 8 pick for Jeff Teague. Now, granted, it's 1 year of Jeff Teague, perhaps.
Yeah.
But as of right now, the Kings' worst-case scenario, they don't have a point guard.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask me that question again when the number 9 pick is on the clock tonight?
That's part of the gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's part of the gamble because you don't
know
who's available.
Really what the draft is. It's a gamble. I mean, there's only...
Really gamble this
even,
year.
I mean, there's been some... Gosh, I'd have to go back and look. Maybe you guys off the top of your head, because there's been a like some 1 and 2 picks that have never done anything. Greg Oden is one of them. Wasn't
Hashim's the beat.
Yeah, there's a long list.
Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
Greg Oden.
Milicic. Oluwakandi.
Yeah, there's a long list of guys that even a 1 or a 2 pick is not... There's no guarantee.
Varnyani. He's the reason why he's the reason why the Knicks don't have a first round pick this
year. Great point right there.
Good Lord.
So the Kings have the 8 pick in this draft, and there really is no consensus on what's going on, and I love it. There are no leaks. There's really almost no leaks. What we talked about a month ago, as I understand, is still very, very apparent that they are hot over Buddy Hield. To the point where if he's available
Buddy
at 8,
Hield's hot, man.
It's a lock. And the fact that they may trade up for Buddy Hield, too, if things materialize. We've talked about Ryan Anderson before. Yeah, that's their big free agent attempt they're going to make out there. But Buddy Hield's the guy that if the Kings come away with Buddy Hield tonight at the 8, there's going to be parties and streamers and a float and a parade and all that stuff.
You know, I guess your uneducated opinion / guess here, Dave, but yes. I'm asking you because you seem to be semi in the know on some things. Do you think they're interested in pursuing Mike Conley? Like, is that something that, because like you keep bringing up Ryan Anderson,
sure.
And to me, that money's better spent going and getting Dave Yeager's old point guard.
Well, and we talked to Dave Yeager about that too. Okay. We talked about, I asked him when he was on the show about his relationship with Mike Conley. And apparently it's very, very good. But, I mean, I guess by the same token, you can say, okay, when you ask a head coach about any of his players, what do you say?
And Isaiah Thomas and DeMarcus were best friends when they were here. You know, I mean, everything in hindsight. But because that's just, to me, like that's the name that just leaps out at me and grabs my face with
because
its letters.
It's defense and it's
like Mike
talent.
Mike Conley is a really, really good player.
I could not agree with you more. I don't know that Conley would come, and here's the problem. You have to obviously wait until you can start talking to these guys July 1st.
Yes.
The thing with Ryan, I I don't hate. The problem is Ryan Anderson's a local kid. Ryan Anderson's a great story, and everyone loves Ryan Anderson.
You're not going to have a problem getting him to come here.
I'm talking about location-wise. Sure.
As a free agent, because he's a local guy.
But I just think it is an absolutely unnecessary fit. It's an absolutely – yes, the Kings need three-point shooting. Yes, with Willie Cauley-Stein, DeMarcus Cousins, and, you know, you say Kostas Koufos, there's minutes to go around. But who's coming off the bench? Willie Cauley-Stein? Ryan Anderson? Are you going to sign a guy at $15 million a year, which is at least what it would take to come off the bench, and that's over half your cap room?
I don't even care about the starting versus coming off the bench argument. My big thing is, because of the deficiencies on this team that we've seen over the last several years, what they need is a player that can give you something on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and that's not him.
That's not Ryan Anderson.
You're also talking about an injury guy.
He's a phenomenal shooter and score. He can flat out put points on the board.
Sure.
But he's one-dimensional.
That wasn't the problem last year. Points on the board, and granted, it's a new system with Jaeger, but that wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
They need a one, a two, or a three. And I say three because I still think Rudy's on the block. They need a one or two or a three. So there is a deal, a couple deals out there I'm going to throw out to you guys. You guys can play Vlade Divac. And if you're a Vlade, I'm just curious whether or not you take this and why. As it is Kings draft day, we'll be at Firestone Public House, 16th Street in downtown Sacramento tonight at 4 p.m. Grant Napier broadcasting live, appearances from the Kings dancers, slams, and the giveaways. For more info, visit KHDK.com. We hope to see you there, and we continue the discussion next on The Drive at 7 a.m. Sports 1140 KHDK.